Good morning.
早上好。
I would like to continue today in John's Gospel.
我今天想接续讲约翰福音。
Last time I was here, we were in chapter 9.
我们上次来的时候，我们在第九章。
And I would like to continue today in chapter 10.
我今天想在第十章延续下去。
I'd like to do this first of all because it seemed natural just to continue.
我首先想这样做，因为我觉得是很自然的一样事情。
Second, this draws attention to Jesus Christ.
第二，他把我们的集中力，把我们看见耶稣基督。
I believe this is a necessary reminder for all of us.
我觉得这个是一个有必要的提醒。
It's also important as we strive to be like-minded with one another.
这个也对于我们怎么样愿意在一起同心的努力，这个是一个很重要的事情。
This chapter also allows me to allude briefly to the challenge of leadership.
这一章也让我能够短短的提到关于领导的一些挑战。
This is a topic which I find extremely important for the church in general.
我觉得这个题目在教会里面是属于蛮重要的。
In the last 20 years or so, much has been written in the church about leadership.
差不多二十年前，已经过了二十年，很多写关于教会领导的事情。
But not all has been biblical.
但不是很多写这种东西都是属于圣经的。
So it's important to look at what the Bible has to say about leadership.
所以我们需要回到圣经来看，到底圣经怎么讲领导。
And this brings me to a fourth reason for looking at this chapter.
这让我来到第四个理由来看这一段的原因。
I personally find the chapter and this theme in Scripture helpful and challenging.
我本身觉得这一章和这一个题目让我感觉有帮助，也有挑战。
However, it will be necessary to divide it up into more than one sermon.
但是我们必须把它分多过于一个讲道来讲。
I tried to do chapter 9 in one sermon.
我尽量讲第九章在一个讲道里面讲完。
That won't be possible with this chapter.
这个不能在这一章里面这样做。
We find in chapter 10 what is often referred to as an allegory.
我们看到第十章里面，时常有我们把它叫做为万亿或者比喻的一样东西。
An allegory is similar to a parable.
它跟耶稣的比喻是相似的。
Both compare spiritual truth to normal activities in life.
这个万亿跟比喻都是对比着属灵的真理与我们日常生活的事情。
A parable is generally short and has one main point of comparison.
通常比喻是短的，而它只有一个重点的对比。
An allegory is longer and contains numerous points of comparison.
一个万亿它就比较长，而且拥有许多点的对比。
It is not, however, merely a literary form, but a tool for teaching.
它本身不是一个文字的格式，但是一个教材。
It can illustrate a truth.
它能够把真理带出来。
Using figures force us to think about these truths more.
用这一些图案来让我们一定去想着这些真理是什么。
They also draw out what one already knows.
它也带出一些人已经知道的事情了。
And that all helps us to remember what is being taught.
这些东西都帮助我们去记得教导的事是什么。
In the interpretation, it is helpful and important to determine first the points of comparison.
在分析里面，这个决定 ，the sentence structure is a bit hard. 在这个分析里面，决定到底什么是对比之点，这样的一个决定是有帮助而且是重要的。
There will be things in the allegory that have a reference to things in life.
一定会有一些东西在万亿里面是跟我们日常生活是有关系的。
Some things are just there to tell the story.
有些东西只是在那边好像在讲一个故事。
Other points have meaning for life.
可是别的点就有一些意思在我们日常生活可以用的。
After we know what the comparison points are, we need to determine the importance for the original listeners or readers.
当我们看到他们的那个 对比跟他们的重要性，我们就要决定对于这些原来听众有什么样的用处。
Now chapter 10 appears to move smoothly from chapter 9.
那第十章看起来是很流利的延续着第九章。
The blind man in chapter 9, whom Jesus had healed, had worshipped Jesus.
耶稣所医治的这个瞎子人敬拜耶稣。
Jesus explained to the listeners what it meant to be spiritually blind and to have spiritual sight.
耶稣解释给这些听众什么是属灵的蒙住跟什么是属灵的看见。
Jesus taught that spiritual healing requires recognition of spiritual need.
耶稣教导这个属灵的医治需要人看到属灵的需要。
Now the chapter division between 9 and 10 is something that has been added.
这个第九章跟第十章的分段是加进去的。
And it seems just to continue right into chapter 10.
而它看起来就好像是一个直接的延续进入第十章。
So the audience in chapter 10 may then have included the man who was formerly blind, some of the Pharisees and Jesus' disciples.
所以人这个听众听了后就会觉得这第十章应该会包括这个瞎子，会包括这个法利赛人，也会包括耶稣的门徒们。
Now, after the healing of the blind man, the Pharisees were upset.
这个瞎子被医治过后，这些法利赛人就感到难过。
And they had cast the blind man out.
他就把这个瞎子赶出去。
They were more upset that the blind man had been healed on a Sabbath than joyful that he had been healed at all.
他们为他在安息日被医治感到难过，多于他被医治而感到快乐。
They were more critical of Jesus for healing on the Sabbath than all that he could heal.
他们对于耶稣在安息日医治更苛刻，多过稀奇说，哎，原来他能够医治。
So let's look at how Jesus continues to speak then in chapter 10.
所以我们来看这个耶稣怎么样在第十章接下去的说。十章第一节。我实实在在的告诉你们，人进羊圈，不从门进去，倒从别处爬进去，那人就是贼，那就是强盗。从门进去的才是羊的牧人，看门的就给他开门。羊也听他的声音，他按着名叫自己的羊，把羊领出来。既放出自己的羊来，就在前头走，羊也跟着他。因为认得他的声音，羊不跟着陌生人，因为不认得他的声音，必要逃跑。耶稣将这比喻告诉他们，但他们不明白所说的话是什么意思。
These first six verses comprise the first telling of the allegory.
这前面六节就关于讲这个万亿的这个开始。
Verse 6 tells us that the people did not understand.
第六节讲说这些人不明白。
Therefore, Jesus will use the same picture again in verses 7 through 18.
所以耶稣在第七到第十八节用同样的图案。
The second telling is longer, has more details, and has a slightly different emphasis.
所以第二次在重讲的时候，它是比较长，那它又它比较长，它比较多细节，它有不一样的重点。
And there will be a third reference yet to this figure in verses 27 to 29.
那这个图案的对照第三次会是在第27跟第29节里面。
This morning we'll look at only the first six verses.
今天早上我们只看这个第一到第六节。
Now there are various parts to the picture which Jesus describes.
耶稣所形容的这个图案有不同的部分。
If I were teaching this in a class, I would ask the students to list them.
如果我现在在一个班上教的话，我会叫学生们把它写出来。
There are the sheep and the shepherd.
有这个羊跟这个牧人。
There's the sheepfold or pen, as well as the door to the sheepfold and the doorkeeper.
有这个羊圈，有羊的门，也有这个看门的人。
There are strangers, thieves, and robbers.
有陌生人，有贼，有强盗。
There are also certain actions.
这里也有一些动作。
Opening and hearing.
开听。
Calling and leading.
呼叫引导。
Following, knowing.
跟从知道。
Each of these, for the most part, will have a point of comparison in the teaching.
每种种的这一些点子，在大多数都会有一个对比，一个对照。
Now the scene which Jesus describes was well known to the people.
这个光景耶稣所形容的是众所多知的。
The sheep pen was normally a walled enclosure near the village.
这个羊圈通常是一个它是 一股墙，然后建了一个围墙，而且它是靠近那个村庄这样。
Various shepherds would bring their individual flocks to the sheepfold at night to house them.
不同的牧羊人都会带他自己的羊群到了这个羊，到了这个羊圈来安定他们在晚上。
In the morning, they would let them out and lead them to pasture.
早上的时候，他们就会把这些羊群带出去吃草。
Now the shepherd needed only to call his own sheep, and they would separate themselves from the group to follow him.
这个牧羊人只需要叫他自己的羊，然后这些羊就会自己分开来，然后就就跟从他。
The doorkeeper knew who the shepherds were and let them call for their sheep.
这个看门的人就认识这些牧羊人是谁，也让他去叫这些羊。
An unauthorized person, someone who was not a shepherd, would have to sneak in and steal the sheep.
一个不重任的没有经过合法的一个人呢，他就会偷偷的进去，然后偷这些羊。
Even if a stranger got past the doorkeeper, the sheep still would not respond.
就算一个陌生人呢，他走过了这个看门的，这只羊还是不会回应的。
I have personally not seen this, but I have heard this happen.
我本身没有看过，但我听到这个事情发生。
Even today, it's true in Israel.
到了今天为止，在以色列还是这样的。
Shepherds can call their sheep.
这个牧羊人可以叫他的羊。
And the sheep will separate themselves from other sheep.
所以这些羊就会自己分辨自己，跟别的羊分开。
And they'll follow their own shepherd.
他就会跟从这个牧羊人。
They won't follow someone else.
他们不会跟从别人的。
Now, some parts in this picture were used in the Old Testament.
Yeah, 这个图案的某些部分在旧约里面有被用着。
This is true for many of the pictures used in the New Testament.
这些在新约里面的图案都是一样的，都是对比。
Those used about Jesus usually had an Old Testament background.
那些通常用来讲耶稣的，通常都有旧约的背景的。
Jesus talked about being the true bread.
耶稣讲他是真的粮食。
And there was bread in the Old Testament.
旧约就有粮食。
He talked about being the true light.
他讲他是真光。
And there's a picture of light in the Old Testament.
那旧约就有讲到光的这个图案。
And here he is talking about sheep and a shepherd.
他在这里就讲的是羊跟牧人。
And there are also sheep and shepherds used in the Old Testament.
同样的，在旧约也有羊跟牧人。
First, people are called sheep.
首先，人叫做羊。
Isaiah 53:6.
以赛亚书53:6，这里写着。我们都如羊走迷了，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
We are all like sheep.
我们都像羊一样。
King David himself considered himself a sheep, and God to be his shepherd.
这个大卫王本身，他觉得他自己就是一只羊。
Psalm 23 is very well known and says, "The Lord is my shepherd."
诗篇二十三篇就很出名，他讲说耶和华是我的牧者。
But King David, as well as Moses and Joshua, were described as shepherds of God's people.
但大卫国王和这个摩西跟约书亚都是形容为神的牧人。
In fact, all of God's the leaders of Israel. Were called shepherds.
其实全部以色列的领袖都叫做牧羊人。
Even the bad ones.
就算那些坏的也是。
Okay. Ezekiel 34 is a prophecy against the leaders of Israel.
以西结34章就是这个一个预言，针对以色列的领袖。
They're called false shepherds.
他们叫做假牧人。
It's a very helpful chapter because God tells us what they should have done.
是一个很有帮助的一段经文，因为他神告诉我们他们应该做什么事情。
Israel is called God's flock.
以色列是叫做神的羊群。
God is considered its shepherd.
神是有如一个牧羊人。
We find that in Isaiah 40, verses 10 and 11.
我们在这个以赛亚40章10到11节可以找着。Do you want me to read?
Yes, please.
Okay. 主耶和华必向大能者来到。那11节讲说，他必向牧人牧养自己的羊群。
The Messiah also is referred to as God's shepherd.
这个弥赛亚也经常被指责为神的牧人。
Jesus applied Zechariah 13:7 to himself.
耶稣用了撒加利亚书十三章第七节在自己的身上。
Would you read that?
是这样读的：万军之耶和华说，刀剑应当兴起，攻击我的牧人和我的同伴。击打牧人，羊就分散，我必反手加在微小者的身上。
Now these references from the Old Testament help us to understand the elements in Jesus' picture.
那这些旧约的等等用法，帮助我们了解这个耶稣在这个图案里面。
The shepherd is God's appointed leader.
这个牧人是神所选择的这个代导人。
And the sheep who follow are God's people who really belong to him.
而这些跟从的羊真的是属于就是那些真实属于神的人。
The fold is probably Israel.
这个羊圈大概是以色列。
In it are many sheep.
在里面有许多羊。
But not all follow the true shepherd.
但不是每一只都跟从着这个真正的牧人。
Now there appears to be one primary emphasis in these first six verses.
这里写明的主要在这六节里面有一个重点。
How does one identify the true shepherd?
一个人要怎么样认识到谁是真实的牧人呢？
In this picture, the true shepherd can be identified in two ways.
在这个图案里面，一个真正的牧人有两种方法可以确认的。
First, the true shepherd enters the sheepfold in an authorized manner.
首先，这个真正的牧人进入这个羊圈以一个重任的方法，一个合法的方法。
The true shepherd goes through the door.
这个真的牧羊人走过这个羊门。
All others who try some other way are thieves and robbers.
别的用别的方法来进入的都是小偷，都是盗贼。
They are trying to get at the sheep for their own benefit.
他们都是要拿出这些羊为了自己的利益而缘故。
The true shepherd, this is the second way in which the shepherd can be identified, and that's the true shepherd has a relationship with the sheep.
一个真正的牧人，第二个方法，这个真正的牧人跟羊有一个关系。
He knows them.
他认识他们。
He even calls them by name.
他甚至用名字来叫这些羊。
And they recognize him and follow him.
这些羊认识他，也跟从他。
Now the immediate application of this analogy was not understood by the listeners.
这个直接应怎么直接应用的这个比喻，这些人听了却不明白。
We are told that in verse 6.
我们在第六节是这样看到的。
But having the rest of what Jesus said and the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, we can make a good guess at what he meant.
但接着耶稣剩下所说的话，再加上圣灵的一些光照，我们可以很好的猜测他指的意思。
First, we need to consider the conflict that had just occurred in chapter 9.
首先，我们要去想刚刚发生的一个纠纷在第九章里面。
The Jewish leadership challenged the identity of Jesus.
这些犹太的领导人挑战耶稣的身份。
But the formerly blind man recognized who Jesus truly was.
但这个之前的瞎眼人认识耶稣是谁。
We have here a distinction of those who heard the shepherd and those who did not hear the shepherd.
我们在这里有一个很清楚的分辨，就是谁听到了牧人，谁听不到牧人。
Second, in the verses that follow, Jesus explains with direct statements who he is.
第二，在接下来的经节里面，耶稣接下去的用很直接的句子来讲他到底是谁。
He will call himself the gate.
他讲他自己是门。
And he is the good shepherd.
他也是好牧人。
Therefore, Jesus is challenging the listeners to consider his credentials.
所以耶稣挑战他的听众来去考虑他自己的凭据。
How should they know who he is?
他们要怎么知道他是谁呢？
How should they be able to identify the Messiah, the Shepherd of God?
他们要怎么样能够认出这个弥赛亚，这个神的牧人呢？
They should have known verses like Isaiah 35, 4 and 5.
他们应该知道一些经节，例如在以赛亚书35章第4到第5节。
Read that, please.
对胆怯的人说，你们要刚强，不要惧怕。看啊，你们的神必来报仇，必来施行极大的报应。他必来拯救你们。第五节讲，那时瞎子的眼必睁开，聋子的耳必开通。
Healing the blind was a mark of the Messiah.
医治这个瞎眼的是一个弥赛亚的记号。
This was the purpose of Jesus' miracles.
这个就是耶稣做行神迹的原因。
We can consider John the Baptist.
我们可以考虑一下这个施洗约翰。
John the Baptist was put in prison.
施洗约翰被丢进去牢里。
And he began to doubt if Jesus truly was the Messiah.
而他开始真的怀疑到底耶稣是不是真的弥赛亚。
So he sent his disciples to Jesus.
所以他派他自己的门徒去耶稣那里。
They asked him, "Are you the one that was promised?"
他们去问他问耶稣，你是不是那个应许之来的人？
And Jesus said, "Watch what I do."
耶稣讲说，你看我做的事情。
And he healed the sick.
然后他就医治那些病的。
He made the blind to see.
他让那些瞎眼的看见。
He made the lame to walk.
他让瘸脚的走。
And he told the disciples of John, "Tell John what you have seen."
然后他跟这个约翰的门徒们讲说，你去跟约翰讲你看到的东西。
We might think it was easier to say, "Yes, I'm the one."
我有些时候我们会觉得容易讲说，哎，我就是那个弥赛亚。
But Jesus, in essence, took out his business card.
其实，耶稣真实做的是他拿出了他的那个名片。
I've healed the sick.
我的名片，写入我医治了那个病人。
I've made the lame to walk.
我让瘸脚的走。
I've made the blind to see.
我让瞎眼的看见。
I'm the Messiah.
我就是弥赛亚。
Jesus had also just finished saying in this chapter that a person's response to him indicates the condition of that person's heart.
耶稣也刚讲完，一个人对他的反应就显露了他的心理的情况。
Verse 41 of chapter 9.
第九章第四十一节这样讲的，耶稣对他们说：“你们若瞎了眼，就没有罪了。但如今你们说我们能看见。”所以你们的罪还在。
The blind man, or the man born blind, responded to the voice of his shepherd, and he followed him.
这个生来瞎眼的人回应了这个牧人的声音，跟从了他。
The Jewish leadership was not responding.
这些犹太的引导人没有回应。
In Jesus' picture of the sheep and shepherd, he is saying who the real sheep are.
在耶稣的这个图案里面，这个牧羊人跟羊的这个图案里面，他在讲到底谁是真正的羊。
This blind man is my sheep.
这个瞎子的就是我的羊。
He hears my voice.
他听到了我的声音。
He follows me.
他跟从我。
The leadership is not my sheep.
这个引导人不是我的羊。
They do not follow me.
他们不跟从我。
The Jews will eventually ask Jesus to tell them plainly, "Who are you?"
这些犹太人最后会跟他们讲说，你就到底跟我讲，你到底是谁？
And he says that he told them already, but they did not believe.
但耶稣讲说，我已经告诉你了，但你不相信。
In verses 25 and 6, Jesus clearly ties together his miracles, like the healing of the blind man, with identifying himself as the Messiah.
第二十五到第二十六节，耶稣很清楚的拿着他的这个行的神迹，例如这个医治好这个瞎眼的人，跟弥赛亚的这个身份联合在一起。
The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me.
I translated the whole sentence.
Okay, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep.
我奉我父之名所行的事可以为我做见证，只是你们不信，因为你们不是我的羊。
Jesus gave this first analogy of the shepherd and the sheep to point out that those who truly belong to God would recognize him as Messiah and follow him.
耶稣给了这个比喻，关于这个羊跟这个牧人，为了指出真正跟从他的，真正认识他为弥赛亚的，跟从他的就是他的羊。
Because the Jewish leadership rejected Jesus, they were not truly God's sheep.
因为那些犹太的领导人拒绝了他，他们不是真正神的羊。
Now there are a number of applications which we can draw for ourselves from this first analogy of Jesus as the true shepherd.
在这里有很许多的应用，我们可以取来给自己用。从这个第一段，这个耶稣为牧人的这段经文来。
First, Jesus continues to be the true shepherd for every true child of God.
首先，耶稣仍然是真的牧羊人，为每一个真属于他的孩子。
It is just as true today as it was 2,000 years ago.
到今天还是一样的真实，跟2000年前一样。
God's sheep will hear and recognize the voice of Jesus and follow him.
神的羊会听见，也认得出耶稣的声音，跟从他。
Those who do not follow Jesus are not his sheep.
那些不跟从耶稣的，就不是他的羊。
Now Jesus will mention this explicitly in verse 16.
耶稣在第十六节会很明确的说出来。
Would you read that, please? 10:16.
我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
The most important question we can ask ourselves from this passage is, are we listening to Jesus' voice?
一个最重要的问题，我们可以问自己的是，我们有没有听耶稣的声音？
This will mark us as being truly God's sheep.
这个就会显示我们是真的神的羊。
If we are listening to Jesus' voice, we will want to read in His Word.
如果我们真的听耶稣的声音的话，我们就会要读他的话语。
The Bible will be important to us.
圣经对于我们就会是重要的。
We will also want to do what Jesus says.
我们也会要做耶稣所叫我们做的。
It's not enough to be hearers of the word. We must be doers of the word as well.
听到的人是不够的，并且还是要行道。
That is what following Jesus means.
跟随耶稣的意思就是如此。
It's not just listening to him.
不单单只是听他讲。
It's doing what he says.
是做他讲的。
All the sheep hear the voices of all shepherds.
每一只羊都能够听到每一个牧羊人的声音。
But they only follow their own shepherd.
但他们只跟从他们自己的牧人。
If you are not listening to the voice of Jesus, turn to him now.
如果你现在不再听耶稣的声音的话，现在你转于他吧。
Accept him as your shepherd.
接受他为你的牧人。
Confess your sin.
认你的罪。
Turn from your own ways.
从你的行为悔改。
We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
我们都如羊一样，已经走迷了路。
We have all turned to our own ways.
我们都转向自己的方法。
But God laid upon Jesus all our sins.
但神把全部的我们的罪放在耶稣身上。
He has paid the penalty for our disobedience.
他为我们的不顺服还了那个债。
And he offers to be our shepherd.
而他今天愿意做我们的牧人。
There's a second application for us as well.
这里也有第二个应用。
Beware of false shepherds.
小心假牧人。
We return to this warning in the following verses.
在以下的那个经节，我们会回到这个警告。
But it's important to understand there are different types of false shepherds.
但是很重要让我们了解假牧人有几种。
The leaders in the Old Testament were shepherds that are appointed by God.
这个旧约的这些领袖。是神所指出的领袖。
Those were the leaders God had placed over Israel.
这些是神拣选他们来去掌管以色列的领袖。
But they were not leading properly.
但他们没有好好的带领。
And for that reason, they were called false shepherds.
也因着这个原因，他们叫做假牧人。
This is an example which Jesus will give later.
这个是之后耶稣会给的例子。
These are like the hirelings.
这些就好像雇工。
They were hired for the job.
他们被请来做这个工。
They were supposed to be there.
他们应该在那边。
But they didn't do the job well.
但他们没有好好做他们的工作。
When danger came, they left.
当危险来的时候，他们跑。
And Peter will tell the elders not to be like a hireling.
而彼得会跟这些长老们讲说，你不要像这个雇工。
Be like the good shepherd.
做这个好牧人。
And don't shepherd people just for material gain.
而不要牧养你的羊群只为了钱的，只为了钱的缘故。
There's a second type of false shepherd as well.
也有第二种假教假牧人。
These are those who are not approved to be leaders.
这些是神没有让他做领袖的。
But they sneak in and try to take the sheep away.
但他们就偷偷的进来把羊偷走。
I think these would be like the false apostles that came into Corinth.
我想这些就好像在哥林多那边进来的假假使徒。
They tried to take people away.
他们设法把人拿走。
Paul speaks of this type also in Timothy.
保罗也。提到这一种人在提摩太书里面。
Second Timothy chapter 3。
提摩太后书第三章。
Verse 6。
第六节。
These are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women.Who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires.
那偷进人家奸笼无知妇女的，正是这等人。
This type of false shepherd can be identified by the way they enter.
这一种的假牧人能够从他们怎么样进入羊圈的方法被能够指出来了，你就知道他是谁一样。
They don't come through the door.
他们不是从羊门进来的。
They try to sneak in some other way.
他们从别的方法来混进去。
In a local church, it's people who don't go through the leadership of the church.
在一个本地的教会，就是那些属于不走过这个引导人的这条路。
I am highly suspicious of anyone who bypasses local leadership.In order to have access to the people in the church.
我本身非常的怀疑任何人，他要越过这个本地的教会的领导人来能够去跟普通的人谈话。
If they purposefully avoid the leadership, they are probably not in agreement with the leadership.
如果他们故意不跟教会领导人谈话，他们可能就是不同意教会领导人的做法。
If the leadership of the church is good, then the purposes of these others is probably not good.
如果领导人的做法跟如果领导人是好的，那这一些外面的人的动机就大概是不好的。
God has given leadership to a local church for reasons.
神给领导权在我们本地教会。是有某不是本地，就在我们各种教会是有它的原因的。
We'll see more of this later in the chapter.
我们会在待会我们会在这个这一章迟一点会看到更多。
But it includes protecting the people.
但它也有包括保护这些人。
So it's important that leaders understand who is coming to the people.
所以很重要，这个领导人认识到底是谁来到他的羊群里面。
And they keep out those who would be harmful to the people.
然后使这些会害到他羊群的人，他们使他远离。
I've seen this happen in our church here.
我看到在我们的教会发生的。
It happened when I was gone one Sunday.
有一个星期天在我不在的时候发生的。
Someone came to the church and claimed they had a ministry.
有人来到我们的教会讲说，诶，我有一个事工。
They stood up and they introduced themselves.
他们站起来，他们介绍自己。
And later they began to go from person to person in the church.
然后他们就一个一个人跟他们谈话。
And to get them to involve themselves with their ministry.
然后就让这一个一个人来去跟他们的这个事工来去投入他们的事工。
They did not speak with any of the elders beforehand.
他们之前没有跟任何的长老谈过。
And to me, that indicates a problem.
而对于我，这个是一个问题来的。
In Acts 20, it says that God has appointed the elders to watch out for the flock.
因为《使徒行传》二十章，神讲说他拣选这些长老，就是为了看顾这个羊群。
But when someone comes in and avoids the elders, there's probably a problem.
所以有人如果进来教会，但不要跟这些长老谈话的话，就是有问题。
They go from person to person trying to influence someone and lead them away.
他们跟一个一个人谈话，来把他们拉走。
Sometimes that's true of larger organizations as well.
有些时候，这个对于一些大的机构也是如此的。
I appreciate it when someone comes to our church and talks to me first.
我本身很感谢那些愿意来到教会先跟我谈话的人。
The missionaries might come and ask, "Can we present something in the church?"
可能一些宣教师会来，然后问说，我们可不可以在教会呈现某些事？
They are honoring what God has set up as leadership in the church.
他们尊重荣耀神所在教会机构的这个范围里面所设立的。
I'm also suspicious of those who call people to follow their own teaching.
我也很怀疑那些人来到教人跟从他自己教导的人。
It's important that we are directed to follow the voice of Jesus in His word.
这个很重要，是我们需要把人带到圣经神的话语里面。
Sometimes speakers will advertise their own books.
有些时候，这些讲员会讲自己的书。
And they recommend their books more than they do the Bible.
那他们推销自己的书多过推销圣经。
I'm not an author, so I don't have that problem.
我不是作者，所以我没有这个问题。
But it's still important, even for preachers, to point people to the Bible.
但还是很重要，让这个传道人把人指向圣经。
Don't just listen to my words. What does it say in the Bible?
别听我单单讲的话，但圣经到底是怎么讲的？
I want people to follow Jesus, not me.
我要人家跟随耶稣，不是我。
A third application is for those who are in leadership.
第三个应用是给那些在领导人的人。
We need to follow the pattern of Jesus.
我们需要跟随耶稣的步伐。
And we will return again to this in later verses.
我们会回到这里，在迟一些的那个经节里面。
But as one who is in leadership, I recognize that this challenge is for me as well.
但身为一个在领导权里面的人，我觉得这个挑战也是给予我的。
I've already mentioned that Peter writes to the elders in 1 Peter 5.
我已经谈到了彼得写给这些长老在彼得前书五章。
He calls them to shepherd the flock of God.
他叫这些长老要牧养神的羊群。
He describes how it should be done correctly.
他形容这些人应该怎么样对的做。
Elders in the church have the function to shepherd.
这长老在教会里面有这个牧养的功能。
I believe that biblical leadership is essentially described by two pictures.
我相信正确的这个圣经行为的领导，主要来讲有两个图案可以形容它。
The attitude of the leader is pictured by the servant.
领导人的态度以仆人作为图案。
The function of the leader is pictured by the shepherd.
领导人的功能以牧养人作为图案。
These six verses in John 10 give two important thoughts to being a shepherd leader.
约翰福音第十章第这些前面的六节 就讲到了这两个重点，讲到了两个重点，关于怎么样做一个牧羊人的领袖。
A leader must know the sheep and be known by the sheep.
一个领袖需要认识他的羊，也让羊认识他。
Now this requires time.
这个需要时间。
It requires time together with one another.
这需要彼此相处的时间。
It requires openness and vulnerability between the sheep and the shepherd.
它需要彼此之间的开放，彼此之间愿意让彼此伤害。
I have taught on this before with elders.
我曾经在长老们有教过这个题目。
And with men who desire to become leaders in the church.
而一些想愿意做领袖的人。
I usually challenge them that a good place to begin is in knowing names.
我通常跟他们讲，一个好的开始就是去认识名字。
I admit I am not good at knowing names.
我承认我自己认识名字很差。
But those who know me know that I write down names.
那些认识我的就知道我把名字写下来。
I have my notes from this morning with me.
我有今天早上的那个讲义。
At the bottom, I was writing notes of new people's names.
在这个讲义的下面，我写着这些新来者的名字。
There was Richard and Alfredo.
有一个叫 Richard 跟 Alfredo 的。
Those were the easy names.
这些是容易的名字。
For me, anyway.
至少给我是容易的。
But I have to go through the names of all the people.
但我需要知道每一个人的名字。
They laugh. Most of the people in our church know I have this list with me.
大多数的人都知道说我有这个名单在我身上。
I go through the names every week.
我每个礼拜都看过，都读出这个名字，我自己读这个名字呀。
I try to remember the names of children.
我尽量记得孩子们的名字。
How can I lead someone if I don't even know their name?
我要怎么样牧养一堆人，当我连他们的名字都不知道？
And if I know the name of their children, I have a great effect on the parents.
如果认识这些孩子的名字，我就会跟他的父母亲有一个很好的一个关系。
Then I often challenge leaders to name three facts about each person for whom they're responsible.
我通常也叫这个领袖们能够讲出三个事实关于他们需要负责任的这个人。
Can you just name three things that you know about each person?
你只需要讲出三个事实关于一个人。
It becomes more challenging to name significant facts, those which reflect their spiritual life.
就很有挑战的，越有挑战的东西就是你能够把他的那个属灵的情况的事实讲出来。
Do you know if each person is reading their Bible?
你知不知道这是不是每一个人都在读他的圣经？
Are they attending a Bible study somewhere?
他们有没有在某个地方参加读经的聚会？
Are there things in their background that cause them to struggle as a Christian?
他们有没有某些背景使他们挣扎做一个基督徒的？
Certainly, these are things that are important for a shepherd to know of the sheep.
当然，这些东西都一定是很重要，牧羊人需要知道的。
Oh, this sheep always wanders off.
哎呀，这只羊每次都跑掉了。
I better watch out for that sheep.
我还是好好看着它。
Oh, this sheep eats too much.
这只羊吃太多。
I'll watch out for that sheep.
我还是看好看这只羊。
The shepherd knows the sheep.
这个牧羊人认识他的羊。
And as a good leader, I must know my sheep.
身为一个好的牧羊人，我需要认识我的羊。
A leader must also be trustworthy.
这个第二点，这个领导人也是要是一个可信任的人。
The sheep follow the shepherd because they trust him.
一个羊跟随这个牧羊人，因为他相信他。
Now, this can only happen when the knowledge is there.
这个只能够发生当这个牧羊人有这个知识。
When they have developed experience with one another.
当他们有这种知识，这种彼此认识、彼此经历的这个知识。
An important question for me is, can a person trust me to keep a confidence?
而有一个很重要的问题就是，一个人能不能够信任我来保守秘密？
If I'm going to be a good shepherd, they need to be able to come to me and tell me things.
如果我要做好一个牧羊人，他们要能够来到我面前跟我讲事情。
They need to know that it won't go beyond me.
他们需要知道说这个事情不会被传扬出去。
Another question to ask.
还有多一个问题要问的。
Will a person trust me to serve them rather than myself?
有没有一个人会这个还有这个人会不会信任我我会服侍他们多过来服侍自己。
The shepherd is there for the sake of the sheep.
牧羊人存在的原因是为了羊。
The false shepherd uses the sheep for his own purposes.
假的牧羊人用羊来得到自己的利益。
It's the same in a church.
在教会也是一样的。
I want to care for people.
我要关心人。
I want to help them.
我要帮忙他们。
And they need to know that what I tell them is for their good.
他们需要知道我跟他们讲的话是为了他们的好。
It's not particularly for my benefit.
而不是真的为着我的某种利益。
That reflects upon my life as well.
这个也反映了我自己的生命。
Do I make godly decisions?
我能不能够做出一些神圣、符合神的一种决定？
Can I feed them spiritually?
我能不能够属灵的喂饱着他们？
Am I understanding God's word that I can help someone else?
我是否了解神的话语，导致我能够去帮助某些人？
This is what will help me to become a good shepherd.
这就能够让我做好一个牧羊人的本分。
So that Paul could say, "Follow me like I follow Christ."
所以保罗可以讲说，你跟随我，就如我跟随基督一样。
We'll look at more detail of what being a shepherd means later in the chapter.
我们会在更多下一次这个这一章里面来探讨到底什么是做一个好牧人。
But the emphasis in these first verses is that Jesus.Is the true shepherd.
但这个重点在于这六节的重点是在于耶稣是真正的牧羊人。
He is the one whom we should follow.
他是那个我们应该跟从的。
If we want to be leaders, look to Jesus.
如果我们要做领袖，我们来看耶稣。
What type of leader was Jesus?
耶稣是什么样的领袖？
If we're looking for spiritual nourishment, look to Jesus.
如果我们在寻找属灵的喂养，看耶稣。
He calls to us.
他把我们叫到他那边。
He wants us to follow him.
他要我们跟随他。
And we show that we are his sheep when we truly follow him.
我们就显明我们是他的羊，当我们真正跟从他的时候。
Amen.
Amen.